I might lower this a little bit. Push it in. There we go. There we go. All right. Anyway, I wasn't planning on really doing a video here this afternoon, but as I was walking and praying, I thought of some things that kind of troubled me or bothered me a little bit about professing Christian children and things that I have seen in these young people that not in my church, but in other churches and people that I serve the Lord with. Well, I mean, maybe it's been, I guess it has been a little bit, I guess in any church really, but it can happen to all of us or all of our children. So I thought about this, and while I was praying, and it kind of hit me that I want to just mention this because, let's see if that'll help at all. Maybe not. Whatever, that's okay. By the way, YouTube, I tried to premiere a video and it kept setting my video to private. So I just had to open it up and not premiere it. It just kept setting it to private. It's done it twice to me the last week. So, anyway, unfortunately, that's what keeps happening. But I want to talk to you a little bit about this, what I titled this, and I don't suppose a lot of people are going to be on, because I'm telling you, this thing keeps getting dumped down like you wouldn't believe, but whatever. It is what it is, right? So we'll just keep going and get the truth out there to as many people, and hopefully they can pick up the replay or something. And people are busy, it's Saturday, so who knows. But I started thinking about this thing of Christian children, and somebody had sent me a picture of a young man that I used to go to church with and serve the Lord with. And I saw his picture, and he looks like an absolute sodomite. And at this particular church that I was at before, I've seen so many of those kids turn out that way and look that way and walk that way now and talk that way and act that way now. And it's unbelievable to me that there's so many like that. And all I can say is, sadly, they're a bunch of sellouts and statistics. You see, Satan gives them this impression. He gives them this impression that they're expressing their independence and their individuality by going out and dressing like the world, walking like the world, talking like the world. Some of it is that there was a ton of hypocrisy in the home and sin. They went to church and put the uniform on, put the clothes on, came home and their parents and their mothers wore whatever they wanted to for clothing. They watched entertainment, amusement, movies, wicked things, Hollywood films, and all that kind of stuff. So some of it's just plain hypocrisy that happened in the home. But some of it, these kids have left the faith, and they think that Satan's got them believing that they actually, you know, they're actually better off, and that they can hold the hand of Christ and hold the hand of the world at the same time. You know, it's funny because somebody else sent me another picture of somebody that months ago was doing modesty videos and all that kind of stuff, and now they're out wearing skimpy clothing and not being very modest. And what I'm saying to you is that they're just another statistic and a sellout. And some of them, they think they're cool. They think the world will like them. They think if they become the world that, you know, everybody's going to love them. They got a Christianity that doesn't cost them anything at all. It didn't cost them what it cost their fathers and their mothers, who in some ways walked in the spirit and maybe were true. For the most part, there's some kids that there never was any separation in the home, so it didn't matter. I get it. And they just reveal what their parents wanted to hide. They just reveal it and be like, come on, this is who we are. I mean, dad watches these wicked movies all the time. Whatever. This is our life. But I'm here to tell you, Christian kids, don't be a sellout. Don't be another statistic of the world's numbers that you dress like the world, you walk like the world, you talk like the world, you listen to their music, and you're just worldly, period. And maybe you are the world, and maybe you're not called out of the world. Maybe you're not saved by the grace of God. I don't know. But I'm here to, I'm gonna be used of the Holy Ghost to prick you a little bit. And say, if you are God's children, why are you dressing like the world? Why are you walking like the world and talking like the world and acting like the world? Why have you turned away from what's godly and what's right and what's true about the in the scriptures? And why have you turned to the world? Just to be another statistic and a sellout? Just to sell your purity out to the next guy that comes along? Just to sell your testimony out if you have one? Just to become the world so people like you? Just a statistic? Just a sellout? That's what's happening. I'm seeing it all over the place. Absolute statistics and sellouts. Just another number. Same thing goes for adults, by the way. Selling their marriages out, running off, doing all kinds of stuff. Living wickedly, acting like the world, walking like the world, talking like the world, leaving the plain path of duty, staying off, getting away from the truth of the gospel, getting away from separation and standards and living holy and separated lives unto God. Turning back to the world. Selling out. Their marriage becomes another statistic. Their children become another statistic. Happening everywhere, man. Don't sell out your purity, kids. Don't sell out your life. Don't sell out your vineyard. Don't sell out what God has given you. Don't do that. Don't ruin your life and destroy. Don't sell it to the world and a bunch of people that could care less about where your life ends up. Don't sell out what God has given you. And if all your friends sell out and everybody else sells out, you don't sell out. You stay faithful. You stand, and having done all to stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Be that peculiar one. Be that one that's willing to stand up against evil and sin and wickedness. Be the one that's willing to suffer reproach for Christ's sake. Be the one that's willing to stand for the gospel. no matter what anybody thinks, no matter who likes it. And separate yourselves from people that don't want to. Stay away from people that don't want to live right. Don't go about with them their rightest living. Don't do what they do. Don't go where they go. Don't walk where they walk. Don't talk what they talk. Cut them off. Paul said that about that circumcision crowd in Galatians. He said, I would that they were cut off which trouble you. I agree. You're to cut them off and move on. Don't fall for that. See, this world wants you to become a statistic. It wants you to become another number. And I get a kick out of these kids, man. It's unbelievable. Like, they'll put two earrings in their ear. They literally dress like some metrosexual Fruit Loop. And I'm like, you actually think that's cool? You actually think your androgynous sod look is cool? You actually think that's manly? But we're seeing it everywhere. And I'm telling you, don't be a sellout. Don't be a statistic. You know what? Don't you, and you adults, whoever it is, don't you leave the plain path of duty because others do and allow yourself to be discouraged because of what other people do. You don't have time to live like that. We have a short time to live for Christ. Now buck up. You press on, you move on, and you live for God, and you be the testimony that the Lord wants you to be. You walk in the Spirit. Joseph Waller, stalker, sodomite stalker, Joseph Waller. Hey, Joseph, I'm still here doing what God called me to do. I'm still preaching to people, and I'm still preaching to your lost, wicked, sodomite self, telling you, you better repent and get yourself right with Almighty God, because God is going to bring down the hammer on you. Your days are numbered. You better repent and believe the gospel before it's too late. You are in trouble with God. God is angry with the wicked every day and hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. You have a sin problem. You don't have a problem with me. You got a sin problem. That's your problem. Sin lieth at the door. You don't want... No, I like vacations. Oh, you mean vaccinations. Who cares what I like? If you want to vaccinate yourself, have them stick 16 needles in you. That's up to you. What I'm telling you, God's people need to live for God. Don't be a statistic. Don't be another number. By the way, I never told anybody to get a vaccine or not to get a vaccine. That's up to you. I'll tell you, I ain't getting one. You sticking no needle in me. Keep your needles to yourself. Stick them in yourself. You bet it's my choice. Now, moving right along, Don't be a statistic. Don't be a sellout. Don't sell out to the world. Don't be a sellout to the world. Don't sell what God has done in your life out to the world. Don't become that. Thereby becoming an enemy of God. Right? The Bible says that if you love the world, you're an enemy of God. Ye adulteresses and adulterers, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with Christ? Whosoever is the friend of the world, it's God's enemy. And some of these people that feign that they love God, some of these kids that say they're saved and all this, I mean, I've talked to them. I've seen it. I've had people in my church, young men, walk away from the Lord because of money. And now they're out making stupid rap videos, hawking shoes everywhere, making tons of money. Big deal. You sold out. You sold out. I don't care how much money you make. You sold yourself to the devil. You sold yourself to the world. You sold your family to the world. You sold your children to the world. You sold your wife to the world. You are a sellout. Sellout. I've seen it sold to the highest bidder. All it took was Satan to dangle a little bit of money in front of your face. And you sold your testimony out, the one you profess to have. And you sold your wife out. And you sold your children out. And you sold your family out. And I'm going to tell you what. You're going to answer to God for that one. You're going to answer to God for selling your family out. You're going to answer to God for selling out. And you children that have gotten a testimony and a truth, you've gotten the truth of the scriptures and your parents gave them to you. You know what? You're going to answer to God for that. You're going to answer to God. And even if you aren't saved, you're still going to answer to God at the white throne judgment, because we're going to all be a witness against you, unfortunately. And by the way, Joseph Waller, do you think I care if you report me for refusing a vaccine? Do you think I care? What are you going to do? Spank me and send me to my bedroom or something? What are you going to punish me? I don't care who you tell. You can tell the Pope in Rome if you want to. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, I ain't hard to find. Look me in my God-given eyeballs. I don't hide from anybody. You know my address. You know where I'm at. I'll look you right in your eye and tell you you're a lost, hell-bound sinner right to your face. Amen and amen. You think you're the first guy to threaten me? Psh, give me a break. You'll see. You know what God told me about men like you? And I use that term loosely. Men. You know what God told me about men like you? They won't come nigh to your door. Not nigh to your door. Like swatting flies. I'm going to keep doing what God called me to do. The very hairs of my head are all numbered. And I ain't out of this place until God tells me to go. And when he takes me up, I'm going home. I get a promotion. You're going to hell. Now, back to what I was saying. This is the judgment of God upon that. Upon that, that you're going to answer to God one day. You're going to stand before God. And if you turned your back on God, the Bible says God, Jesus said that his children, he'll confess their name before his Father in heaven. But those that reject Christ, those that are ashamed of Christ, they're not his. You know what's also amazing is look at the fact that this guy, that's coming on here has to come on a video like this. You want to know why? Because it gets to him. It bothers him. It bothers him that there's a man that stands up with a Bible in his hand to preach the word of God to lost sinners. So you think you're going to heaven and that I'm going to heaven, you're going to hell attitude? No, I don't think I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven by the blood of Jesus Christ, who washed me in his own blood and forgave my sins and made me free. Free at last. Hallelujah. I'm free. Yes, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him, even against that day. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That you may believe on the name of the Son of God. I don't really care what Steven Anderson says. And the only reason why you hate him is because he acts like a man. That's why you hate him. That's why you hate Steven Anderson. All doctrinal issues aside I have with Steven Anderson, that's why you're mad. Because you don't like it that he acts like a man. Now, here's the thing. Remember people like this Joseph Waller, which is not his real name, because just like the snowflake generation, they're too afraid to tell you who they really are. So that's why they send texts and everything. Ooh, scary, wary, texty, wexty to me, twine to scale me, making me really flaty, weighty. Yeah, okay. Sure, bud. Sure. But that's why they're text warriors from their mom's basement. And you're not to be afraid of people like that. You're not to be influenced by people like that to sell out your faith. Because that guy tries to make you feel bad because you act like a man. Really? Like I'm supposed to feel bad because some Fruit Loop doesn't like me being a man? And by the way, I could tell some of you don't street preach and you don't get out there and you don't preach in front of people because you're a little soft and you act like no man is supposed to speak bold to sinners. Like they're supposed to just be all soft and genteel. That ain't how it works, friend. You better get a boldness about you and stand up and tell people the truth. God gave law to the proud and grace to the humble. That's God's way. That's God's pattern. That's what he does. And you better go into your prayer closet and get some boldness from God and come out with some. And that goes along for you young people, you Christian young people, because you're heading out to a world right now that hates everything that God stands for, hates everything that you've been taught. They don't even know what a boy or a girl is. They call things non-binary, which is the stupidest thing in the world to ever say. It's not even science. And they do all these other things, and they hate the faith. They hate it. Joseph, I don't control anybody. I give people the truth. I'm not a flaming sod that hides behind a keyboard. You can find me. I'm easy to find. I'm everywhere. Everywhere around Northfield, everywhere where you see me. You'll see me at the state fair. If you want to go there, there'll be 2 million people there. You'll see me there. I'll be there by God's grace. Look for the big banners and put your ear out. Listen for the preachers. You'll hear them. You might even. All right, is it back? Tell me if it's back. It cut me off. We'll see. You can let me know if it came back on. I'm not sure. It looks like it did. My iPhone got too hot. The message that burnt the iPhone up. So I'm back on live now. I think. Anyway. I don't know. My iPhone got too hot. It started cooking. Oh, well, I did. I put it on the AC. All right, I better go anyway, but I don't know what happened while I was gone, but anyway, don't be a sellout. Don't be a statistic. Follow the Lord. Love the Lord. Be willing to be the peculiar one. Be willing to be the peculiar one. Be willing to have people mock you and make fun of you. To stalk you and to hate you. And to say all manner of evil against you falsely. And preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Come out from among them and be ye separate, thus saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Be separate. Be a peculiar people. Be those people that God wants you to be. Don't sell out. That's right. If any man will come after me, let him take up his cross. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Don't let Satan have your testimony. If you're saved, he can't have your soul, but he'll go after your testimony. Don't let him have your testimony. Don't let him have your purity, and don't let him have the best years of your life. And don't follow this flaming, sodomite, scary, effeminate world that wants to take manhood away. Or that wants to take biblical womanhood away. So a woman can't be a keeper at home. Don't sell out. Don't sell out for the world. By the way, ladies, don't sell out being a godly wife and mother. Don't sell out. Don't sell out and go to the workforce for more money. For better opportunity. Stay where God puts you and blossom and grow. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. God uses women, and we need godly women today. Don't sell out for what the world offers you, some cheap job. I don't care if it's $100,000, $200,000 a year. Don't sell out. Don't sell out your purity. Don't sell out your family. Don't sell out. Follow Christ. Be obedient to the end. We need some persevering Christians today. Some that stick by the stuff. All right, I got to get out of here.